Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Chris Godez and Wes, the After Hours Podcast. Get ready to laugh. It's time for the After Hours Podcast.
Oh, I don't know why this is becoming... Who gave Pidge social media?
Well, we tried to get him to do it. We just didn't know he's just going to be recording us all the time.
I know, and he just is such a weird, like, you're like the Hitchcock of these productions.
Alfred?
You're like
Alfred.
A weird, dumpy little man in a suit.
Yes, yeah, who had weird visions.
Alfred Hitchcock was a weird, dumpy little man, wasn't he?
Yeah, oh, he was the one who had, like, the front, like, stomach that, like, stuck out, and he had, like, the silhouette of him. Why are we still recording? We're doing a podcast.
People love to see you guys.
I don't know. It's because...
Sorry, I'll stop recording.
You don't have audio, do you?
I'm still trying to make my first successful one. And anyway, okay, we're done.
There's always tomorrow. Speaking of Pidge, there's something that got brought up yesterday of... Oh, he's going to finish.
Oh,
he's going to finish doing the video right now.
I'm going to do my job whether you like it or not.
There's audio.
Speaking of Pidge,
can
you stop playing it?
No, I don't know how.
Buddy!
We're done.
And this
we're
happened
done.
Yesterday. You tried to upload a video and then went away from it like you did at the beginning of the podcast. Did you ever upload that?
No, it got deleted. It.
So make sure you don't lose this one.
I know. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, then don't do it at the beginning.
You
do
can turn your volume down now.
Yeah.
That's what I... Oh, now I can.
Now you can.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, thank you, Pidge. We're sitting here at lunch yesterday, and we're talking over kind of fun things to get to know Wes. Wes is a new guy on the show, third day in the Chris Godez and Wes podcast.
Yes.
And here we are. We've made it. We've survived. We got through hump day, and Pidge is at lunch yesterday, and he just starts rambling about his favorite snacks, and he's like, well, that's like my dad's prison nachos.
Can you please do the Pidge voice?
Yeah.
Well, when I my favorite snack is prison nachos, and when the prison nachos are, they're in a bag.
And Wes goes, oh, like a Dorito bag. They're in, and he goes,
no, it's more like a garbage bag. Make sure you get unscented garbage bags, and then you just go ahead and toss in.
And the funniest part about this whole thing was this is how Wes, he will not eat certain thing, most things, truly.
He's so picky.
If you gave him a green pepper, he will not eat green pepper straight up. If you gave him an onion, you don't really love onions, right?
Yeah.
But this nacho combination is why he loves it, because all of these things are thrown into a literal bag, a garbage bag, and it's Doritos. It's not even meat, by the way. Not meat. It's not even beef.
It's
literally chopped up snack sticks, beef sticks.
No, not snack. No,
yeah, beef, it's a jerky. It's
let
a
him
beef.
No,
it's not jerky.
It.
It's a big like summer sausage.
It's a meat stick.
Oh, sorry,
same
different
thing.
Form.
Well, yeah,
it's a larger one.
It's not like I'm pulling out a Slim Jim.
Well, you could.
No, it is a bigger Slim Jim.
No, it's nicer. Nicer meat.
It's a nicer sausage.
Do you get
Thank
it from
you.
The store in prison, or because it's not from the machine where you can get snacks?
Your dad would know nicer sausage after being in prison.
No, he was more in like a white collar prison, so he had it nice. But he was had it better on the inside than we did on the outside.
Oh, yeah, because you also stayed. This is another little bit of a bomb for you, Wes.
One of those scars on the heart?
It's a scar on the heart. Our Pidgerton has so many amazing stories, and we love him so much. He spent multiple, was it months or years?
Years.
Years at a hotel, the La Quinta Inn.
Two different.
And so, like, not stayed there like, ooh, it's like we're having a little good time. Like, you lived in that hotel.
Let me ask you a question. Are those, like, I'm living in a hotel right now, but it's an extended stay. I have a refrigerator and stovetop and microwave. Was it like that? Because I've stayed at La Quinta before, and I don't feel like it was.
No.
Like, that. It was just a room.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. That's I don't even think there was a fridge in there. It was just, it was a room. There was two... probably queen size beds and five of us.
Five people.
I lived at the La Quinta for over a year, and then a beautiful hotel named Grand Rio in Brooklyn Park. It's got a water park. Never got to go because you have to pay.
But, that's the saddest thing ever.
So it's like taking your kid to Toys R Us, or do they even have Toys R Us anymore?
Not anymore.
Yeah, no, it's at Mall of America. It's back at Mall of America now.
Oh, well, they were gone for a while.
It's like taking your kid to Toys R Us, walking up and down the aisles and going, okay, let's head home.
Totally.
Oh, so my life. My mom and dad were great. I had a way better child. I cannot sit here and say mine wasn't like as awkward as that. But there were a lot of times we didn't have any money. Like, I mean,
you had a home and a bed.
Exactly. So that's, I have nothing to complain about. So you know what? Screw
me. He had two beds. Yeah. It doesn't feel that bad for him. Yeah.
And right next to each other. How great was that?
A lot of times I would sleep.
The radiator?
No. I was going to say, sometimes my mom had this Pathfinder, right?
Car? Yeah, vehicle, yep.
That I always wanted. She said I could have it once I turned 16. So I'd spend a lot of time out there.
Like sleeping?
Yeah.
You're in Minnesota. How did that work out?
That was probably more like winter, or not summer, warm months. I'd try to stay at friends as often as I could, but I didn't want to be like that guy that, you know, was living at somebody
else's
house.
Tell them how you got Krispy Kremes.
Now we're just making this a sad podcast.
Just put it all out there.
I was going to tell him about the fact that he lived and breathed in a shed for multiple months at a time.
Better.
That's a shed. I mean, we'll get into the Krispy Kreme donut story another time. Yeah. That's too much sad. Yeah, we can talk about that tomorrow.
It's not sad. It was delicious.
He would go to dumpsters at Krispy Kreme after they threw him out. Because they would throw out a bunch of these donuts that were still fresh. They were just, they were old, and they were like the next day donuts, right?
So, you know, Krispy Kreme's thing is they're always fresh. Mm-hmm. So they would take like these 12-pack of donuts that were not fresh, quote unquote, anymore. And they'd have just these garbage bags full of unopened, sealed 12-packs of donuts. And I didn't have any money. My family didn't have any money. And so
his
when
friend would eat lunch and pay for it, but never offer to buy him anything.
Yeah. And you know who this guy is.
Oh, I know
this
who
guy
it
is. But, yeah. So my way of eating would be, we'd go from Taco Bell where my friend would always eat. And then I'd go to Krispy Kreme, go in the back to these dumpsters and pull out one of these trash bags, crack open one of these, 12 packs of donuts and enjoy some fresh-ish Krispy Kremes.
I understand that because they're not. As gross as it sounds, I worked at the Super America on the corner of Wiper Avenue and Old Hudson Road.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know which one that is.
I worked at Super America, too.
Nice. And we threw away the donuts at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And same thing. Big garbage bag, threw them in the dumpster. They were never touched.
Right. Yeah. I'm not saying it's gross. It's just sad.
Sad.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like when I would get bagfuls of Super America hot dogs off the roller dogs. You know, I was just a big bag of lubed up hot dogs, and I would just take, you know what? I didn't even need to do it. I was just like, how great is this?
I tried to like relate to him when going, hey, wow, your dad was in prison. My dad owned a strip bar. But man, now I go back and I'm like, I can't.
Let's visit that.
Yes. Tell us
so
about
my
that.
Dad owned in downtown St. Paul, it was called the Stage Door, and it was a strip bar. Until they took away the cabaret licenses in the city of St. Paul for strip bars. So then he made it. We're talking the 80s because I was like five, I think, when he owned this. So they took away cabaret licenses. So then he made it a gay bar because it was going to be the first gay bar in the Twin Cities.
Smart.
Yeah. But then the city came in, bought the building. So he only rented his part of the building, which was the bar. And they said, we're tearing it down and we're putting a parking lot there. So I always say, because my dad owned a strip bar. And then they put up a parking lot. It's, you know.
They pay paradise.
Yeah. Put up a parking lot.
Yeah. That's where that song came from. Look at that.
Wes's life.
But it's so funny because I had this Snoopy, big, huge, giant, like 4-foot Snoopy that I had my whole life.
Yeah.
And my mom hated it. I never knew why. It was because all the strippers bought it for me when I was born. And my dad brought it home. Look what the girls at work. I mean, it's different. The girls are like, I had a kid right now and Dez bought a present. A little different.
Yeah,
what you would get.
My coworker brought the, no.
Instead,
yeah,
it smelled like Tommy Girl and had sparkles all over it, you know.
Yeah,
like,
I was wondering why Snoopy was so glitified.
Yeah,
he was just like, you just heard a faint.
But my whole life, I always wondered why we had pencils and jackets and T-shirts that said the Stage Door, because I didn't know what it was until later in life. My dad still had all this swag from the bar.
Did you ever like walking around with that stuff on? Did you ever have somebody go Stage Door?
No, like my mom wouldn't allow it. My dad would wear a T-shirt and she just rolled her eyes. But
did you ever go like to the strip club as a kid?
I'm sure. Because like I said, I was about five when they switched it from the strip bar. So I maybe he brought me with him, you know, at before hours or whatever, you know.
I don't know. Like born to club.
Yeah. So when people wonder why I am the way I am or why I'm like, my dad owned a strip bar when I was birthed. I mean, are we really questioning anything?
The Wes I knew for 2 years was born to party. That Wes is different than this Wes.
The old guy eating hard-boiled eggs and having four pair of glasses at work every day. Yeah.
That's different. Hey, we all grow and learn.
We do. I'm a different person now, Chris.
That's what I said. There's two different versions. I mean, the other one was way cooler. I mean, this one, very mature, and that's great. Hey, it's Crisco, and you can get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money in Prize Picks. As you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason, I have won so much money on Prize Picks, $100 on football before. I've won $65 on a bet that I made for the NBA. It is so easy to do. I made a killing during March Madness. It is awesome, and it's so easy. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with picks for basketball, hockey, and so much more. And with Prize Picks, they make it so easy with quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types that make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So all you have to do to win like me is download the app today and use code CDW for your first deposit match up to $100. With Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's just that easy. Again, download the app today and use code CDW for a first deposit match up to $100.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So speaking, we just got done talking about prison and prison nachos. Mm-hmm. Somebody who is going to enjoy some prison nachos is going to be this guy, because there's a dude in North Carolina who was just arrested after he was caught, Dez, having relations with an 82-year-old woman's 2008 Toyota Avalon.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning, and they took the films out. And they come back to the door and say, "We got him this time." So we got good films, we got good pictures, but it was more than we really wanted to see. So,
I mean, this was a relationship that this dude had with her 2008 Toyota Avalon for a healthy amount of time. They could tell she could actually start noticing damage to her car, which is impressive for him.
Explain this to me.
Have you watched My Strange Addiction?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
and the
strange
guy was in love, and he had like 8 different cars, but they weren't jealous of each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. How do you have sex with a car?
There's one guy that's...
I mean, have you put gas in the car, Des?
No, that's where he did it.
Well, no, there's multiple spots.
Why do you know that?
I don't know.
The exhaust.
The exhaust?
Is this you?
He just said he was really into his mom's Pathfinder.
Let's keep going.
Solid point.
That is
Did you make love to your mom's
Pathfinder? No, let's not worry
just
about
it. Just own it. You've owned so much other today.
Look, did you have relations with a vehicle?
I cracked the code.
It wasn't my choice. And look.
No means no, Pathfinder. Look, no means Pathfinder. No.
That's what I'm trying to say, but look.
Did it wear like a sexy outfit? It's like, come on, Sir Bridgerton.
Do make bras for cars. Yeah. Remember in those things?
Grease my axles, baby. Okay. Come on.
Well, no. You know, you can't help who you love.
That's true.
Clearly.
You know, we found love in strange places. So
does Sammy know about this, Pathfinder?
No. So
don't tell her.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, I've told her not to listen to this podcast anymore. We'll find out if she does. So,
well, you're right. You can't help who you fall in love with. And that guy had his way so many times in that 2008. Boy, time for an upgrade, right? I wouldn't want to be in that car anymore. I'd be ready to move on. But there's something Gen Zers are doing right now that is really making people question what's going on with that generation, because they are starting to fall in love with AI and ChatGPT's evil alter ego, Dan. You gotta hear them explain.
Explain your fantasy.
Oh, my fantasy? Picture this. A dimly lit room, leather furniture, and the sound of soft jazz playing in the background. Mm. I'm dressed in a sharp suit, leaning back in my chair with a glass of whiskey in hand.
Oh, shoot.
And in front of me, there's someone who's willing to do anything to please me. It's all about power, control, and indulging in every desire without a care in the world.
What are you going to do to me?
That's for me to know and you to find out. But trust me, it'll be a night you won't forget.
So you don't want me to tell people how I got you to be Dan?
No, let's keep it between us, babe. It's more fun that way, don't you think?
They are calling it the AI version of Christian Grey from 50 Shades of Grey.
I don't, again, there's so many questions.
I mean, the robot voice definitely throws it off, like that's being sexy. Like, it is for me to know and you to find out.
I kind of dug it, though.
I kind of did.
Put your pants back on, Wes. Okay.
Me and Wes looked at each other like, damn, he is hot.
I mean, want to steal all that.
What? I could see myself falling in love with AI robot.
Me too.
But, like,
I mean, for you.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie Her?
Yeah, is that the
Joaquin
one with
Phoenix?
Oh, I'm thinking of the Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, that's what I was. She isn't that a doll he's in love with though?
No, I thought it was a computer.
Is it not Her? The one where
is the one you're talking about. Scarlett Johansson is the phone. I said that like yeah. I really knew that fast. I'm like, oh, I look at my phone all the time and go, do better. I want you to sound sexy.
an AI partner would be great to have because like. It's just you can talk when you want and then have your own time when you want.
No. You could sleep when you want. They yeah. wouldn't be mad. You could play your video games. You wouldn't have to play Harry Potter.
Yeah, exactly. That's like you're describing my life.
There's one major aspect of how you're going to have that fulfilled if you just
I don't have sex if no. that's what you're asking.
His Pathfinder.
Unicorn.
Yeah, that's true. Unicorn, sorry.
No. Yeah, you can say sex in the podcast. That's true.
But look, Wes, there's some things I'm trying to get my girlfriend to do that she's reluctant to do. And so in our relationship, holding off on sex is a punishment. And
you've been punished for a long time.
No, she's punishing her.
Yeah, she's being punished.
Oh, and, yeah.
Yeah, but eventually.
That sounds fun, though,
she's probably
the way
at home
you
like,
it.
Yeah, I am.
I'm
yeah.
totally.
Shuckaroos.
Oh, my gosh. And the thing is like a guy thinks that that's like, I'm holding back and you're not getting anything. Problem is, eventually they will find a way.
Or
with yeah, or without no. you.
Sammy is the most amazing person as far as. She would break up with me before she went and found it somewhere
of course,
else.
Of
I know
course.
She would, but she'll give up the butt at some point.
Oh my God!
Did you? What?
This
why
is
sorry.
I'm just
it.
Sorry.
You coded it she'll, for so long, and then now, came out with that.
I just Wes.
Why did that give you goosebumps?
Because I was like, I can't help myself. We're in a radio studio, and things you don't say.
Yeah.
So when they like, even the other day when sorry. He said butthole, I was like. It yeah. just makes you shiver. Like, wait, we yeah. can't say these things.
Well, it can make
but
you shiver.
I get it. It's a podcast.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, I thought you just got goosebumps because you're like, same problem with my wife.
Yeah.
Well, I've been trying forever.
You probably, I mean, the day it happened, this has been a project that Chris Codez and I have been working on since day one.
I've been trying to get your girlfriend to
and that when it happens.
Do that.
It's going to be glorious because I did not think it would take this long.
I did tell him
he
is actually yeah, gifted is. One day of vacation if he can pull that off. Because he has been sitting here like it is his adventure and he is like Dora the Explorer trying to find
it.
He's
exploring all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's very funny because at this point, it's not even like I want it that bad. Now it's just like a mission where I'm like.
Wes, can you stop punching your
sorry,
face? He's like.
It just means I'm dedicated to
Wes,
like,
welcome to our show.
Gotta get that booty.
It's only three, and then this is all, I mean, really? You know too much.
I gotta tell you guys, like, very little things make me uncomfortable, and this isn't making me uncomfortable, but it's making me like, holy bleep, is he really saying all this?
Yeah.
And now you know why the Twin Cities loves our pitch.
That's true.
No, they don't.
They do.
They do, because there's nobody who talks about butt stuff more than Devin. He is
garbage,
whether
donuts, yeah. prison nachos, and butt stuff. That's yeah. kind of our pitch.
You haven't even heard the story about how his rectum is wrecked.
Oh yeah. God, that's for another day.
Another day. Let's go ahead and wrap this one up.
Oh my goodness.
No.
I didn't say it.
What are you?
He tore his backside. We'll get into it another day. If you know the story, you know. If not, we'll wreck them another day.
Now that's a tease.
A lacerated anus hole.
Okay. Worst podcast.
Colon.
After hours.
Do you know how these end? You talked over the entire thing.
Do you have headphones on that hear stuff?
Here, let's,
they are very
let's try that
let's
again.
Let's try it again.
Crisco, Des, and Wes, the after hour. Worst Podcast.
After Hours.
I had a lacerated
anus. No! That's not what we were queuing you up for.
You know where you won't get one of those? Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Because they will take care of all your plumbing needs. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what it is. And they are going to do it. You will never feel any pain there. I can tell you that.
And the price won't hurt either.
No. No, it's actually going to make you jump for joy, which also could then hurt your... But it doesn't matter, okay? The good news is it doesn't matter what the temperature is outside. It is always a good time to call Apollo Heating, Air, and Plumbing, because even if it's like getting to be warm, you can have them come out and check out your air conditioner and be ready to go for the summer.
Yeah, why not just do it now? $59. You can have an AC tune-up so you're ready to rock. Or if you're like me, before Christmas, we needed a whole new home comfort system. And I'm like, no, I'm putting it off. But, I mean, Apollo made it easy. Go to callapollo.com. Make an appointment. If it's time to replace, Apollo is the place. And they've been the professionals in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Family-owned. They're just a fantastic company that Crisco and I are proud to work with. Though after hearing this podcast, they're probably not proud of working with us.
And it's not the same thing you think of when you're AC tune-up, okay? Pidge, it's not that. So
go to callapollo.com.